I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Peter and the Starcatcher, a prequel to Peter Pan, opens at the Ruth Ann Halls Theater on October 27th and plays through the 4th. Our guests are Murray McGibbon, the director, and Trevor Perkheiser, who plays a boy in the production. Theatergoers in Bloomington may remember Trevor for his appearance as Action in the Cardinal Stage Company's production of West Side Story. Murray, we have here something described as a prequel, and I'm curious. Should we be thinking of Trevor as a proto-Peter, with the one woman in the cast, Molly, a proto-Wendy, and Black Stache as a proto-Captain Hook?
Yes, I think there's similarities, but, you know, the play takes place before he's even called Peter. So he's a boy at the beginning of the play. He's nameless. And then he's given his name by Black Stache during the play. And that's when he turns into Peter Pan. It's a very curious piece, though, because it excludes a lot of the characters from what we know as the traditional Peter Pan story. Then we've got some other additions which are rather curious. We have a flying cat, for instance, that flies around the stage. And without giving away too much, we also have a flying crocodile.
Ruben Lucas is listed as the projection designer. Are you leaning on him for this?
Oh, very heavily. It's basically a single unit set, and we changed the location with these very impressive background slides that he has created. And so we are able to go to the island of Rundoon. We are able to go to the reformatory school. I don't know exactly how many changes we have, but I think it would be more than
like
a dozen.
It's like every scene. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a very startling and very rich-looking production, I think.
Trevor, you're playing a person who's simply called a boy in this.
Yes.
And we have you thinking a little bit about playing a character on the cusp of the young manhood that you're now enjoying.
For me, it's just being a kid again and just like going back to when, as a kid, you used to just pretend like, oh, we're going to play a game and you're this. And then 5 seconds later, you would change to something else and it would just be this instantaneous change that you would just all go along with. And so that, I think, is a lot of like what the playing within the show is about. It's just like on the snap of a hat, you're this character. Now you're this character and you just got to like go with it and jump in and be a kid and have fun.
I'm curious because I know that this past summer you actually went to a workshop on both television and film acting.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how that informs this particular production.
A lot of what I focused on this summer at the acting intensive I went to was just finding the deep connection within yourself to the text, whatever you're working on. Now, since it's in a proscenium setting with 500-seat theater, I have to then communicate that outward rather than just like feel it right here. But it's basically the same approach. It's just finding that connection and just running with it for me.
Murray, I'm looking and I'm seeing, 12 or a dozen actors, and then they're saying they're playing 100 different characters?
Yeah, I haven't actually counted it, but it's close to that, I would imagine, because everybody's involved in the play, whether they're being a lost boy at the beginning or one of the mollusks on Mollusk Island. And then a number play more than one character. One chap plays 3 or 4 characters, I believe. They have different costumes to help them and different dialects to help them and different body postures, I suppose. And I cast people who were versatile enough, I think, to do that. But, you know, directing Peter and the Starcatcher has not been just a walk in the park. I would do 5 King Lears and 12 Hamlets before I'd do another Peter and the Starcatcher because the script is so terribly complicated to read. In fact, you almost can't read it. It has to be played. And so you by a very slow process of improvisation and invention, have we created this play. And the cast have been absolutely incredible working together. I don't think I've ever worked with such a tightly knitted group of people. They breathe almost as one.
Director Murray McGibbon and the actor who plays the boy who later becomes Peter Pan, Trevor Perkheiser. Peter and the Starcatcher opens at the Ruth Ann Halls Theater, Proscenium Theater, October 27th, plays through November 4th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.